We're back with more of the John Murphy Show on Buffalo Bills Radio.
On the air till 9 o'clock tonight, the John Murphy Show presented by NOCO. You know what? I'm proud that I don't know the difference between Bon Jovi and Van Halen. I really am. I'm proud. They're both just out there. Neither one of them means anything to me. I'm not going to sign a petition or anything, but I don't care about John Bon Jovi.
You might get some calls on that one.
Yeah, all right, sure. Yeah, disagree with me. React to me. All right, we've talked about the Bills draft over the last few weeks. Obviously, we've talked about their opponents, including the Jets and the Patriots. Time tonight, take a look at what the Miami Dolphins did a couple of weeks ago in the NFL draft. Joining us on the line is the beat writer who covers the Dolphins for the South Florida Sun Sentinel, Chris Perkins. Chris, thank you very much for being with us. How are you tonight?
Hey, John, I'm doing good, man. I gave the Dolphins a C-plus on their draft, and some of the fans have gotten on me on Twitter a little bit saying everybody else gave them a B, so I'm not coming off of it. I'm giving them a C-plus, John. I'm sticking to my guns till proven otherwise.
Yeah, good for you. I have some of the picks, I don't know if they're head-scratchers, but in the first round, 19th overall, the Dolphins go to the tackle, Juwan James. He clearly is maybe the fourth best offensive line prospect in this draft. But what did you think of the first pick overall? The good tackles were already gone. That's what I'm trying to say at that point, Chris. Do you agree?
Yeah, the good tackles were gone, John, and what they did was they filled their need. You know, a lot of coaches and general managers like to talk about best player available, but the Dolphins overdrafted. They filled the number one need on the team, which was right tackle. So, to me, it was a good pick. Yes, you did overdraft, but if you trade down, you risk him not being there. If he was available, go get him. You plug the hole. Now let's hope it works out for the Dolphins' sake.
Were they looking for somebody else maybe that might be available to them at 19? And in particular, I'm thinking of the Notre Dame guy, Zach Martin, who went at 16.
Yeah. Zach Martin would have been the ideal because Zach Martin projects as a tackle or a guard, both of which the Dolphins needed. But, it was going to be a long shot whether he was going to be there. They weren't going to trade up to get any of those other top tackles. They just traded up last year to get Deion Jordan, the defensive end, at number three. Yeah. He was disappointing with 26 tackles and 2 sacks. So they took what they could get, and, it filled the number one need on the team, and I think that's the most important thing with that pick.
Filling needs is one thing, but scouts and a lot of NFL people will tell you that's how you get in trouble in the draft, isn't it, when you just concern yourself with filling needs?
You know what? I disagree with that, John. And here's the thing. If you're not going to fill your needs through the draft, when are you going to fill them? You know, at free agency, you're going to pay a whole lot for a guy, and you're probably not going to have him for very long. So, you know, I know they like to talk about best player available and all that kind of stuff, but, you know, for the Dolphins, you needed a left tackle. You got Brandon Albert in free agency. You didn't get a right tackle in free agency, and so you know, you feel that need. Now, in the second round, the Dolphins got wide receiver Jarvis Landry out of LSU. That was a best player available pick. They don't really need another wide receiver. They've got Mike Wallace, Brian Hartline, Brandon Gibson. Hartline and Gibson are coming off knee injuries, but they think they'll be okay. So that was a best player available. Now you've got 4 receivers. You think if Jarvis Landry can play, but that was a good pick. And then in the third round, they get Billy Turner, the tackle from North Dakota State, who projects to be a guard. Again, you're filling a need. You need 2 guards. He might not have been the best player available, but you've got to fill those needs, John.
We're on the line with Chris Perkins. He covers the Dolphins for the South Florida Sun Sentinel. And I wanted to ask you about that third-round pick, Billy Turner. I saw a lot of him at the Senior Bowl in Mobile back in January. And he comes from a smaller college, North Dakota State, but a great raw prospect who probably needs some seasoning to be a successful offensive lineman. But are they going to give him time to grow and learn here in Miami, or are they going to just throw him into the fire, do you think, Chris?
Man, I think if he's worth the third-round pick, he'll get thrown into the fire at one of those starting guard positions. Now, he played right tackle in the Senior Bowl,
yep.
And strangely enough, Juwan James was the left tackle. And so, he did play predominantly tackle at North Dakota State. I believe he was a 2-time All-American. But, he's played, I think he played one day of guard at the Senior Bowl, he said. and everybody liked what he did. And I believe he might have played some guard at North Dakota State early in his career. But the point is, he's a tackle making the transition to guard. So on top of him being a rookie, he's changing positions. And I'll tell you this too, John. You know, Billy Turner told us that they tried him at both guard positions. The Dolphins could have a rookie right guard in Billy Turner and a rookie right tackle in Juwan James. Does that make the offensive line better or worse than last year? We'll have to wait and see.
That clearly was the problem last year for the Dolphins, right? I mean, that clearly was what they needed to address in the offseason, and they did. Now, when you look at the whole picture, both in free agency and through the draft, correct?
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, again, they picked up Brandon Albert, Pro Bowl left tackle from Kansas City. They signed Shelly Smith, a guard from Houston who's never been a starter. You draft Billy Turner, who's, you know, projected to be a guard, and then you have Juwan James. Now, you did address your needs. Now, on the other hand, you're going to have four new starters. Mike Pouncey, the center, returns. Four new starters, and you could have two rookie starters. So there's going to be some growing pains if everybody projects out how well you think that they'll project out. You could have two rookie starters, but, you know, I'm very wait and see on how good this offensive line turns out to be, John. It's different faces, and it's an upgrade in talent in some respects, but I'm wait and see. I don't think they're going to allow 58 sacks again, but I'm wait and see on how much better this offensive line is.
On the topic of, you know, I guess pass protection, in the draft, fifth round, Arthur Lynch, tight end from Georgia. Is there a role for him to play in his first year, or does he have to sit and maybe watch a little bit, what do you think?
Well, here's the thing, John. They've drafted a tight end, I believe, the last 4 years now. You know, Charles Clay is the starter. He's the athlete. He's the pass-catching tight end. 2 years ago, you drafted Michael Agnew in the third round. He was supposed to be a pass-catching tight end. He really hasn't developed into a good blocker or a good receiver. You've got Deion Sims, the rookie from last year, and he's more of a blocker, but he's really not up to snuff. And so, yeah, that brings you back around to Arthur Lynch again. He's more of a blocking tight end. They could use somebody in short yardage and goal line and situations like that. But they could also use a receiving tight end to match up with Charles Clay, run some two tight end offenses. Joe Philbin likes to do that. But, I just don't know if Jordan Lynch is going to be the answer. I think they needed a receiving tight end more than a blocking tight end. Arthur Lynch, I'm sorry. He seems to be more of a blocking tight end, but we'll see if there's room for him.
Chris, the Dolphins, I mean, ahead of the Bills last year with 8 wins, 8 losses, how have they improved themselves substantially in this offseason, do you think? I know they spent most of the time shoring up those holes on the offensive line, but are they better or just kind of plugging holes at this point?
I think they're just kind of plugging holes at this point. You know, what really needs to happen for this Dolphins team is to get a boost from last year's draft class, the top part of that draft class, and that's Deion Jordan, the defensive end in the first round, the second round pick, Jamar Taylor, the cornerback from Boise State, the third round pick, Will Davis, the cornerback from Utah State, and then the other third round pick, Dallas Thomas, the guard from Tennessee. That's where they need to really, you know, pick up some momentum and get things going. And if those guys come through, now you're looking at actually taking a step forward. But if those guys are kind of doing the same thing they did last year, this team is just kind of treading water. You know, Louis Delmas that they picked up from Detroit at free safety, Cortland Finnegan picked up from St. Louis at a cornerback. You know, that the pickup they made, or the, you know, the guys have a little age on them. You know, aside from Brandon Albert, the free agents aren't all that impressive. Earl Mitchell, defensive tackle from Houston. You know, these guys are kind of plugging holes. They need the youngsters, the guys that they drafted high the last year and this year, to come through to me if this team is really going to make some progress. They picked up Noshawn Marino also at running back. But, I still see them, John, as really right now to me, without having training camp, an 8-8 team again.
And you wrote a story today at the Sun Sentinel about the 10 most important young players on the Dolphins roster, and it stands to reason that number one on your list is Ryan Tannehill, now going into his third year. He's had some success, and you write that there's reason to believe he'll be better than last year. Why do you think that, Chris?
I think that he'll be better, but we just don't know how much better. Ryan Tannehill is, look, he should have a better offensive line. He should have better pocket presence. You know, a lot of those 58 sacks last year were Tannehill's fault. He should have stepped up in the pocket. He should have gotten rid of the ball. He should have done something differently. He should have pulled it down and run a little bit. So he should be better at that. He should have better accuracy this year. But look, here, this is a quarterback who threw for almost 4,000 yards, 24 touchdowns, 17 interceptions. That's not that great. You know, that's not that great. He has improved each year, but, you know, Tannehill really needs to be somewhere around, you know, I would say 27 touchdowns and, you know, maybe 10 or 12 interceptions to really lead this team, because this team does still have some deficiencies as it stands right now. I think there's more pressure on Tannehill or more responsibility on Tannehill to lead this team until we see some other guys step up, until we see Mike Wallace is going to have a Pro Bowl year, no Sean Marino or one of those linebackers. I think the bulk of it lies on Tannehill. I think he'll be improved, but I don't know if he'll be improved enough to get this team to playoffs.
Well, we won't have to wait long to get our first look. Week two, the Dolphins up here to play the Bills, the home opener for the Bills. That should be a fun one, Chris. We thank you very much for your time tonight. Thanks for talking to us.
Anytime, John.
All right. Chris Perkins covers the Miami Dolphins for the South Florida Sun Sentinel. He went over some of the draft picks, including Juwan James, the tackle, 19th overall. Chris nailed it when he talked about, a bit of a reach, but I guess you do feel your needs. The scouts will tell you, you know, you want to go best available. You don't want to reach, but they had a crying need for offensive line after the decimation up front for them last year. And an interesting player, I think, in the third round, Billy Turner from North Dakota State, as raw a prospect as you'll find coming into the NFL, but a tremendous physical specimen and a guy who, you know, maybe they plug him in and play him right away at guard. He might struggle a little bit, but I think he might have the tools to be a pretty good pro down the line. All right, we're going to take a break. Come back with more of your thoughts, if you have any, on the Bills, the Dolphins, the Bills rookie tour that we were talking about earlier. Phone lines are open at 803-0550 or toll-free 1-888-550-2550. John Murphy Show presented by NOCO. Live tonight from One Bills Drive on Buffalo Bills Radio.